we can join forces and we can actually make it work. Yeah, you're the depressing guy, Mike, but not dumb. You got no. You're all good.
I am. The
you're all depressed.
You're all good. No, you're happy musicians. You've been smiling like constantly. I'm not used to that.
You know what? You know why this is? I truly argue this all the time. I'm only happy because I managed to write a whole bunch of sad songs. If I didn't get to write sad songs, I would be so down all the time. But because I let all my sad songs out, all those guys like. You know, that write those really peppy party songs. You know what they're doing right now? They're just like sobbing and like,
crying
and drinking themselves to be awake or to be asleep. You know, I'm not doing that.
Adam Levine can't even get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
So, so, all right. And on that happy note, I'm going to leave everybody here before we get to
Dorothy.
With her show, I'm going to leave you with a little bit more of an upbeat music by the Beautiful Girls, who are playing a show at in Vancouver on April 21st. The show is being thrown at the venue. It's a show by Upstream Entertainment. You can buy tickets for $20 in advance at ticketweb.ca. This one's from the Beautiful Girls. They're a roots, underground roots band from Australia. Check it out. You listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Man, I love missing beautiful girls.
Never gonna be lonely when I'm live. There's music in my heart. Never gonna want to be something I'm not. Say you're older, I'ma be happy with what I got. Cause I got music and it makes me feel alright. If it's in music and it helps me ease my mind, oh. Cause I got music and it takes away the pain, oh. Got this here music and I got it every day, oh. When my friends lie there, he drives all those little girls crazy. On. Did you see us in the background of the crowd on the TV? On the summer station, going catch some morning waves, hanging out with my friends in the bar. Could only be okay, just like I don't remember rainy days when I was small. No, I won't remember hitting on my finger out, cause I got music and it makes me feel alright. Got this here music and it helps me ease my mind, oh. Cause I got music and it takes away the pain. Got this here music and I got it every day. No temperamental advice, and I'm not wasting all my time, and I am looking for the truth in this, and I don't know just what I get, just what I get. Cause I got this here music and it makes me feel alright. Got this here music and it helps me ease my mind, oh. Cause I got music and it takes away the pain, oh. Got this here music and I got it every day.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hallow Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. with DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette. Shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's The Shilohs, Hollow Moon, and The High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
Tonight and day, boy, I'm out of town.
This April, Chamber Concerts and CITR Radio are proud to present
Mike Doughty, April 5th at the Media Club. Doors are at 8 and the show begins at 9 p.m. The American singer-songwriter, formerly of Soul Coughing, is on tour performing a concert and conducting Q&As about his new book, The Book of Drugs.
Chairlift with special guest Night Jewel, Friday, April 6th at the Electric Owl. This will be an early show, ending at 11. All the way from Brooklyn, this electro-pop duo is on tour to support that new release, Something.
First Aid Kit with special guest Peggy Sue, Thursday, April 10th at Venue. Coming at you from Sweden, First Aid Kit is an indie folk duo touring to support their latest release, The Lion's Roar. For tickets, visit northerntickets.com or Red Cat High Life and Zulu Records. For more information, please visit chamberconcerts.com.
Stop on Cherry Street. And just ask anybody to show you Regent Pete. He's the tallest man walks on Cherry Street. He's the tallest man walks on Cherry Street. And he's the baddest cop ever walked that beat. Bid me one sunny morning, just about to break a day. Lord, he met me one sunny morning, just about to break a day. I was drinking my moonshine, he made me throw my knife away. Oh, step on now. That's what I'm talking about. Taking my partner, carried her to the jail. Well, he taking my partner, carried her to the jail. After he locked up, he turned in with her bill. Regent Pete's all right, but his body almost there. Regent Pete's all right, but his body almost there. Every time he meets you, he ready for a plenty hill. Yes, I like it out of the way too. What you say, my partner? Ah, oh, it's good to me. Look like to me you can't take it.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR. The track you just heard was from Memphis Mini with this song called Reach and Pete. And before that, we heard a track from Sonny Boy Williamson called Checking Up on My Baby. And an interesting story about him, he actually used to have his own radio show in Arkansas. And on the show, he featured a ton of great blues artists, including Elmore James, Robert Nighthawk, and Arthur Big Boy Crudup, who we heard to kick off the set today. So today will be an interesting set. We'll have a special guest, Catherine Tatto from Northern Ontario. Gorgeous voice, blues artist, and she'll be in later on in the show. All right, so up next we're going to hear a track called In the Graveyard.
Hey, what's that horrible sound coming from underneath the ground? There's something moving, moving in the graveyard tonight. What am I doing in the graveyard tonight? There's something mean and sick and clean. Cemetery. If I got there early, I didn't want to be late. But going to midnight, no, I didn't want to be late. Didn't want to make my baby wait. And now there's something moving in the graveyard tonight.
but a minder. Ooh, Lord, some woman done me wrong. Well, I tell my baby morning, tell her noon and night. You don't want me, baby, now you better treat me right. My mama don't lie me, stay out all night long. Well, I ain't nothing but a minder. Ooh, Lord, some woman done me wrong.
Take a slow train. should have picked up the phone. My mama told me you can't live far from home. The chance my mama told me you can't live off of love. My mama told me you can't live off of love. I said, give me 1 week and I'll get me some. I went out the door to show her how it's done.
All right, so that was one of the tracks from artist Catherine Tato called Live Off Love. And before that, we heard Slow Train from her most recent album, Under the Hood, which was featured as number one for 2 months straight at CILU. All right, so I am very excited today to talk to Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
That's awesome. So you just got back from the Caribbean.
Yeah, I was on a 10-day cruise in the Eastern Caribbean, so I just got back a couple of days ago, getting used to being home again.
Getting adjusted, being on land.
It was great to be in the warm weather. I came home, and before I left, there were snowbanks in my front yard, but when I was away, all the snow melted, so that's good.
Yeah, because Ontario's been having some like really hot weather right now.
Yeah, it was amazing. After I left, I was checking the internet for the weather reports, and they hit, I think, 27 degrees here in Sault Ste. Marie, and I'm thinking it would have been nice had it been like that when I was actually here, and then as soon as I got home, we're down to, I think it was zero when I woke up this morning again.
Oh, wow. It's always like that, though.
Yeah. You go away and the nice weather hits just to tease you till you get home again.
So you just released Under the Hood. Can you tell me a bit about what it was like working on this album?
It was a lot of fun. I recorded it at my home studio, and I had a few guys come in that I play with a lot, and it was my first blues album. My first album that I did had a hint of blues on it, but this was the first album that I've done that was blues on every song, so I was really excited to finally get to do it. And I went on tour in the summertime in Europe and did a bunch of shows in support of the album, and it was really well received, so it was good.
Oh, wow. How did you find touring in Europe compared to, like, North America?
It was amazing. I mean, I like touring in North America and I like touring in Europe. They're both great. I did shows in Hamburg and Cologne and Rome, and everybody was so welcoming. They were attentive through the entire show, and after I was done, people lined up and they were all buying CDs and wanted autographs, and so it was pretty exciting to go over there and have that response. Because nobody really knew who I was when I went over, but it was fun.
That's so great. Do you feel like going over to Europe, there's kind of a different kind of interest for this kind of music?
I found it a bit different, and it may have been just because of the venues I was playing at. I mean, I find sometimes, depending on the venue you're at, people are either there to listen to the music or they're there just to drink and kind of have a good time. Mm-hmm. And the band sometimes is more of background music. But when I did this tour, it was for release of the album, and everybody was there specifically to listen to it. So they were all very attentive, and it was really great to see.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So you're from Northern Ontario?
Correct. Yeah, I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario originally, but I live in Sault Ste. Marie now.
Awesome. How did you find growing up in Thunder Bay and starting to play music? Like, what started it all for you?
When I was younger, I moved around a lot. My father was the manager of a retail chain, so he was always getting transferred, and my parents were always trying to get me interested in something when we moved to a new town so I could, you know, get involved in the community and meet new friends. And when we moved back to Thunder Bay, it's difficult when you're a kid because it's hard, you know, always moving. And so my mother at the time had asked me if I wanted to take guitar lessons, and I was 11 at the time, and I said sure, and it just kind of went from there, and I've been playing ever since and really enjoy it. And eventually I started singing. That didn't really come until later because I was pretty shy at a young age and didn't really want to get into singing and that type of thing at that time. But, Thunder Bay is great. I grew up there. I was born there, and I moved to Southern Ontario for a few years when I was younger, but returned to Thunder Bay, and then about 10 years ago, I moved to the Sioux. And it's been great here as well.
That's awesome. I read somewhere that you also are an engineer.
Correct. Yeah, I'm a civil engineer, and that's what I studied in university in Thunder Bay. So I've been working at that as well since the late 90s.
Wow. Like, I find that just so interesting. You know, like, the engineer and musician, it's like almost two sides of the brain.
Two separate sides. Yeah, I get that a lot. There's actually another engineer that I work with, and he's also a musician, too, actually, there's two of them. The other one doesn't actually perform live, though, but the first one that I mentioned also has a band and performs live, so we have a bit in common that way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. It's two different things. I work as an engineer, and it's nice to be able to come home and have something else to concentrate on, and it takes your mind off things, and it's kind of a release, and I do shows locally on the weekends and so forth, but then I take time off and do touring as well.
That's awesome. So what were some of your influences to start playing this kind of music and, like, start singing?
Oh, when I was younger, I remember my uncle always telling me that you can't play guitar unless you sing. And so I remember being a kid and singing in the kitchen for my mom because that was about all that I could handle at the time. I was pretty shy, but as I grew older, I kind of grew out of that and started singing in bands, and I tried all different genres. I studied classical for a while and played rock music, and a lot of musicians in the Sioux that I play with play blues, and we started adding that to our sets, and I just found I really liked it, and the response was really great, and I started kind of going down that road, and as a result, this album came out.
That's awesome. Will you be doing any shows coming up recently for the album?
I was invited to play at Blues Night, so this coming Wednesday in Sault Ste. Marie. Paul Dellavedova is playing, and he's one of the guitar players on the album, so he invited me to come and do a few songs with them. So that's going to be my next show that people can see me perform.
That's awesome. So how do you find the recording process for this most recent album? Because I think recently you had won an award as Best Engineered Album.
That was my first album. It was nominated for Best Engineering in the Northern Ontario Music and Film Awards out of Sudbury. And that one I actually recorded on St. Joe's Island, which is east of here, with a gentleman called named Larry Borg, who was really great to work with. But since that time, I established a studio in my house, which is good because it's eliminates the 1 hour drive used to here to get to the other studio, but it was a huge learning process in order to do it, especially when you're concentrating on the singing and the guitar playing and writing the songs, and then all of a sudden you throw recording into the mix. It was a pretty huge project and a bit overwhelming at times, but I got through it. And The benefit of having your own studio is that you can sit there and fiddle with things, and you're not worried about the clock and how much it's costing because it's your own time. But I guess the downside is also that you don't have a limited time, and you could sit there for hours and you kind of have to draw the line at some point and say, okay, that's where I'm going to leave it and kind of go on to the next song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. All right, so with the blues, is there anyone that you're particularly listening to, or even outside of it, that you really like right now?
Yeah, I'm particularly interested in some female artists that are from Ontario in Canada, and also from the States. I like listening to Susan Tedeschi.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's great, and actually she's going to be performing with her husband at the Thunder Bay Blues Festival this summer. They're headlining on the Saturday night, so I'm planning on going up there for the show, so I'm pretty excited. I saw her a few years back down in the States, but it was not with her husband, so I've never seen her and Derek perform together, so it should be a fun show. And Rita Shirelli I've also seen a few times. She's come through town. She's great. And Sue Foley I've also seen play at the Thunder Bay Blues Festival. And mm-hmm. Those are a few of them that I like listening to.
Yeah, I really like how Sue Foley put out the, like, Women Who Sing the Blues, and it's like the compilation album that she did a few years ago. I love that she kind of put that together.
Yeah, I don't have that one. So it's I remember when she was talking about doing a book on women in blues, and I kind of lost track of where she was at with that, but I'll have to look into that one for sure.
So do you have any future goals or plans coming up with your music?
Well, right now I'm still working on promoting the album, and I'd like to come out with another one eventually, but like I said, it's a huge process trying to get a new album out there, so I'm going to take a bit of a break, I think, before I start working on the next one. And yeah, I'd like to do some more touring in the future as well, but definitely another album in the future.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be able to come over to the West Coast.
Yeah, I actually toured across Canada with my first album, and I was out, we went out to Vancouver and then back to Ontario again, so we had lots of fun, but that was quite a while ago. But yeah, I'd like to come out again for sure.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, because right now I think one of the main spots, the Yale, is it's under construction for a year right
okay.
now, so it would be great, like, to see what that's like after.
And it's called the Yale, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have to check that out for sure.
All right, so I'd like to thank you so much for coming on air today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was lots of fun.
I wish you well. I love the music, your voice. I'm so gorgeous.
Thanks.
And we will follow this with one of the songs off of Catherine Tatto's album Under Your Hood called Men Are Like Streetcars.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
From this,
we're not being felled apart,
to this. Your parents' Shakespeare, this ain't. Welcome to The Bombity of Errors, an adaptation of MC Willie Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Elizabethan times get pumped up with a little hip-hop flavor as actors sing, rap, and rhyme with a live DJ on stage. Bombity of Errors runs from April 4th through the 22nd at Studio 16 in Vancouver. For tickets and more information, just go to brownpapertickets.com. Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically. In your arms tonight. But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Mastercraft, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
We'll be right back.
Passion!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable. And free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
All right, and that was just a track from a band called Bad Channels, which include members from local Vancouver band Young Mums. And that track was called Little Bit off of their TV Dinner EP. And before that, we heard another local band called Dead Ghosts with the track called I Want Your Love. I love all of their sounds. Really jangly. I love it. All right, so up next, we are going to hear Zara with It Ain't Easy Being Green. And to close us off, we are going to hear a track from Catherine Tato, North Ontarian vocalist, gorgeous. Definitely check out her latest album, Under the Hood. And this track is called Waiting for You.
flying.